Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Wayne Slinger Carey, your independent coach, teacher, and trainer of the John Maxwell team. And it's always a pleasure to be able to come and to share with you content or any information that's going to empower you and that's going to uplift you. In particular, you know, our mission is really to lift up and to elevate our organizations, companies, even ourselves to elevate, to make ourselves better. And that's basically what it is that our podcast is about. And so we want to kind of just look at one of the materials that John Maxwell is using. Matter of fact, his book that we are using as a team, one of the materials that we have is actually, the book is The Leadership Goal. And within The Leadership Goal, one of the, I love this law, one of the law, or the lesson, one of the first lessons in that book, it talks about if it's you're lonely, or if it's you're lonely at the top, you're not doing something right. And then we begin to talk about how the older generation believed that, you know, the lessons that, you know, that leaders should never become close to the individuals they lead. They always believed that good leaders were supposed to keep a distance, at least be a little, you know, apart from the others that they lead. You know, that's basically was the concept, you know, from being a kid and growing up and seeing how persons kind of use those strategies in terms with their leadership. And as we grow and kind of, you know, studied it and come around it so much, and knowing that our most successful leaders, that, you know, they didn't, so to speak, separated themselves to that degree. And so, you know, so we are in a new generation, and we have great material and content that will be able to definitely transform our people when they pay close attention to it. And so if you're lonely at the top, it's something that you're not doing right. And one of the things that we ought to you know, look at in this book, talk about how loneliness is not a leadership issue. It's not a leadership issue. And so if you're lonely at the top, it's not a leadership issue. Loneliness is not a, it's not a positional issue. It's actually a personality issue. And if you're lonely, it's not because you have a title or a position. It's a personality thing. And so if you find yourself as a lonely, isolated leader, I want to suggest some things to you in our first broadcast. And one of the first suggestions that we should, in his book, John Maxwell talks about how we can, should avoid positional thinking. And many leaders are lonely because they are highly positional in the way that they think. And leadership is as much relational as it is positional. And so an individual who takes a relational approach to leadership is that person that would really never be lonely. And so it is a relational, just as relational, it is positional. And so we can't just think positional thinking. When we just think positional thinking, we are on this mountain to the top as being, as kids growing up, you know, we played on being the king of the hill, and we kind of just push everyone off, and we were, you know, the stronger one, or the one who were more mentally tough would stand there and say, you know, I won the game. And when we're talking about organizations, growing an organization, growing a team, and want that team to perform and to perform at their best, you know, we cannot, we have to avoid positional thinking. And it's another side to what, when we think about the second one, is we are to realize the downside of success, and also to realize the downside of success, and also the downsides of failure. And success can be a dangerous, and also failure can be dangerous also too. Anytime you see yourself as a success, most of the times, persons, they would start to separate themselves from others. You know, they tend to view them as less successful. And so you start to think, I don't need to see them, and you withdraw from them. And so you tend to withdraw yourself away from those persons. And then ironically, failure, says in his book, Leadership Goal, failure itself also leads to a withdrawal. And the way that failure leads to withdrawal, for other reasons. Failure is like this. If you're thinking as a failure, you avoid others thinking, I don't want to see them. And so there is a difference. Both extremes in thinking can create an unhealthy separation from others. And so you want to think like this. This is the way it's going to be. It should be done. In his book, he talks about how in our leadership position, I have gone from it's lonely at the top to I must be doing something wrong to come up to the top and join me, to let's go to the top together, to it's not lonely at the top. And so when we think about those things, those two suggestions, first, in this book, he says that we are to avoid positional thinking. And secondly, we have to realize that there is a downside to success and also to failure. And so we have some great leadership content that we'll be teaching here on our podcast and elevating companies, elevating business, and just challenging us to grow. And so the first thing that we want to think about, if it's lonely at the top, you're not doing something right. God bless you. Until next time on our podcast right here. Wayne Geary. Talk to you later. Bye. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Wayne Slinger-Carey, your relationship coach, and we're here today, again, always to help you improve in your relationships. And what we want to do, we want to look at some statistics that I believe that would be able to bring a truth to us and allow us to see the reality of what where relationships are and the help that is definitely needed. And perhaps the greatest challenge in our society faces today is the dissolution of the family unit as a result of broken relationships. And the Center for Disease Control in the United States reports that yearly the marriage rate is at 6.8 people for every 1,000 in the population. And shockingly, the yearly divorce rate is 3.6 people for every 1,000. This represents 53% as many people get divorced yearly as those who get married. In our world today, our relationship challenges are becoming more and more prevalent. Our relationship violence is at an all-time high. An estimated 1 in 4 women will have experienced domestic violence within her lifetime. That translate into 1.3 million women yearly suffering from violence within their relationship each year, just in the United States alone. And witnessing violence between one's partner, parents, as a matter of fact, or caretakers is the strongest risk factors of transmitting violent behavior from one generation to the next. And the cost of intimate or partner violence exceeds $5.8 billion each year, $4.1 billion of which is for direct medical and mental health services. And one of the things that I want to bring to our attention, again, that I said just a few seconds ago, when we talk about witnessing violence between one parents or caretakers, it's the strongest risk factor of transmitting violent behavior from one generation to the next. And that's something we have to edge in our thinking, that when we have chaotic chaotic conversations, communications with our spouses or with our even our loved ones and our kids are present, we have to be very careful of that, because that same behavior that you display, that child can take and adopt that same habit. And so that's something that we don't want to transfer from generation to generation. And also, we look at the relationship discord affects the happiness, productivity, the ability of people to live their best lives while fully contributing to society. Healthy and happy relationships are a precondition for developing respect and empathy for others. Those possessing effective relationship tools are more likely to both create dreams with their partners and families and pursue them intentionally. By keeping the family unit together in a harmonious atmosphere, Our children will have a better chance to grow into adults are possessing high self-esteem and will be more likely to possess the tools of experience harmonious relationships of their own, as they are better equipped to fully experience life. Those possessing a solid family experience will not be excessively discouraged by the inevitable challenges and criticisms that anyone pursuing a worthwhile relationship is sure to encounter. And so it's something that we are focusing on when it comes down to brokenness in relationship. We want to definitely mend those relationships. It's a lot of work, and that's why you have a coach such as myself that be able to help you navigate, have a clear mind when you're making decisions in your relationships. We want to definitely bring you to the best place where that you can be emotionally stabilized before you make decisions in terms of pursuing or continuing a relationship that has gone severed. People with a healthy relationship distinction possesses the ability to love their partners and themselves, a prerequisite to love and be loved by others. In every way, a healthy relationship can lead to increased self-worth, which is necessary requirement to lead an empowered life marked by positive self-direction, trust, responsibility, and accomplishment. People possessing the tools to build strong, mutually beneficial relationships typically also possess more effective communication skills and higher quality of life. They have confidence not only in themselves, but also in their ability to influence others in a positive manner. They act decisively and show respect for others by taking responsibility for their own actions, rather than casting blame or, so to speak, avoiding risk of fearing failure. The same qualities that promote positive, loving relationship at home enable these same people to strengthen their relationship outside the home with friends, family, co-workers, and all the other people that they come in contact with. And as humans, we have to recognize that we are all magnificent by nature. God has created us that way. We possess the ability to get along with others, overcome obstacles, achieve meaningful accomplishments, honor our most important values, attain happiness, and contribute to our special, unique gifts to others. In short, we can take responsibility for making our lives and our relationship work optimally. It's unfortunately through the cause of experiencing difficult relationship challenges, many lose sight of the magnificent person who we really are, or who they are, and as a matter of fact, and allow their unhappiness to spill over into other areas of their lives. And so myself, in terms as a relationship coach, there is a need to help. My need to help, my purpose or my reason for being here is to help you so that you would learn effective relationship principles. And that all too prevalent, we find the circle of deteriorating relationships can be interrupted and reversed with help of coaches like myself who possess the tools to intervene into problematic relationships and support people to access their internal magnificence within their core relationships and grow into loving, understanding, and compassionate partners who possess high self-esteem and the personal effectiveness to achieve their dreams and powerfully relate to others. And so we look at this area in terms of when we look at, my purpose of reason in terms of why I really wanted to become a certified relationship coach, because I'm a person who's naturally a mediator. Just from a young kid, I hate to see friendships severed. I always was that person that would mediate in between and kind of see things work. And that's why I'm very optimistic. And so I'm here to help you the best way that I can. You can reach me at 805-1801. You can also reach me at 533-6452. And we'd be more than glad to help you. To sit down with you and your partner and see how best we can assist you and mending the brokenness of your relationship and galvanizing that and get you on course so that you can enjoy your relationship optimally. So God bless you. Until next time. Peace.